This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joining me here till the top of the hour. Donnie, when are we getting started with Donnie Football Fridays?
I believe it'll be 2 weeks from today, the 29th, leading into that first big Saturday of college football, Joe. Pitt-Duquesne that Saturday, yeah. Texas-Ohio State.
How do you think my Dukes do against Pitt? Can they upset our Duke? What's the point spread in that game? Ooh. 1,000 or what is it right now?
Let me try to find that.
Limits, do you know?
I think you should.
You're the beat writer. Yes. Plus, you have a friend on the Duquesne team.
I do, that we're going to try to get on the show during the week. I think the last time I saw it was right around 20. Donnie, have
only
you
only 20?
Is that it?
Have you found anything different, Donnie?
It's only 20 points? Donnie, do you believe Limits when he says he has a friend on the Duquesne team? I don't.
I believe that. I mean, probably just
why would you not believe it?
I think you're bragging.
If it was bragging, don't you think I would say I have friends on the Pitt team?
Huh. I guess it depends on how you look at that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I've hacked into your time enough, Limits. It's your time right now. It's time for the Bechtold Breakdown.
Thank you, Joe. And the Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our wonderful friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. So, Joe, it looks like a college football red zone from ESPN is being talked about, but it would not include any games from Fox that air on Fox, FS1, or any of the Fox platforms. Still questionable what would happen with any games that air on like NBC's big Saturday night football games as well. Would you be interested in watching a college football red zone?
Oh, my God. That would be like you asking me if I'm interested in donuts. Yes, I am. Feed me them intravenously. The greatest invention in television sports history since instant replay, and I'm dead serious about this, is the NFL red zone. And I'm still ticked because we switch something with our television package where I still get the NFL Network, but I don't get Red Zone. It's the most addictive thing in the world. I can never watch football the same again. College football Red Zone, Donnie? Are you kidding me? I would never come out of my house.
I would be fine if it didn't have the Fox games on there. If we had to just sacrifice one network of games, then I would be fine with that. If they could actually execute this where they have CBS, they have NBC thrown in to the college football red zone, I'd be very fine with that. If all it meant was the Fox game or the FS1 games, whatever. Fox can continue to try to ruin college football by playing the biggest game of the day at friggin' noon.
But yes, but Donnie, the bigger point here, you'd be all over this, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
You ready?
Although I'll say this quickly. If you have YouTube TV, they put that automatic quad box up for you.
Yeah.
On a college football Saturday, that's a very beautiful thing.
Pick your own games, or
you can, yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know about this. What?
Yeah, you can. You can watch it. I did that for March Madness too. The quad box is incredible, where you can watch all four games. But Joe, are you ready for this take?
Yes.
I'm not that big of a fan of Red Zone.
How?
I'm not. You know me, Joe. Sometimes I like to simplify it through my blinders. I like watching the one game that I watch on, whether it's CBS, Fox, ESPN, focus and concentrate on that game while I'm scrolling through the scores of other games. Like, you know how we have DirecTV, and they used to give us, like, the first week, you got to watch, like, all the games and stuff like that.
Sunday
and I was
ticket.
Like, oh, that's cool. But I always find myself watching the game of the week on Fox or on CBS anyway. Like, the main game that I want to watch and that captivates the most attention for me, I'm already seeing. Because
I mean,
if it's a CBS, like, the Steelers are not playing, hypothetically, in that window. The Browns are more than likely playing, and the Ravens are more than likely playing. And sometimes you get Browns on CBS, Ravens on Fox. I just flip back and forth between those two. What else do I need to watch?
I commend you for that limit. Next.
Because I get to see all the highlights on NBC Sunday Night Football anyway. All right. 10-year show clause, they call it, for Jim Harbaugh in college football.
Wait, what do they call it?
They're calling it a show clause.
No. It's a show cause limits. A show cause. Not a show clause.
Yeah, you're right. It's show cause. I read it improperly.
They slapped him with a show cause. Yes,
like,
they did.
That's like when we went back and forth on how to pronounce Santa Claus and you thought it was Santa Claus.
No, this is worse.
That's neither here nor there. So, basically means that Harbaugh at 61 would not be able to coach again in college football basically until his 70s. But, Pro Football Talk...
He'll come back at 100 years old to coach Duquesne.
Pro Football Talk brings this up, though. What happened with Terrell Pryor and Jim Tressel? And from an October 2023 NFL.com article, the point was made, no one should escape discipline by leaving college for the pros. Should Jim Harbaugh be punished by the NFL for what happened in college football?
Donnie?
Ooh. Now that would be a very good wrinkle into this, because I do think it's pretty cheap on the coach's part when they basically get to skate by on this, where they were the overseer of a program. And let's make no mistake, a school can have an athletic director. They can have several people technically above a college football coach. When you are the college football coach at a blue blood program, you're the most powerful person at that school. It was true for Harbaugh at Michigan. It was true when Tressel was at Ohio State, when Joe Pa was at Penn State. You get my point here. He should absolutely face some discipline here. And yeah, if that hurts the LA Chargers, well, hey, your coach cheated. It just happened to be at an old stop of his. But we've seen so many coaches skate by.
Wait a second
in
here.
These spots.
There's no way he should be punished in the NFL. He's moved on. What if he became like a baseball coach? Would you punish him then?
He's moved on
to a completely different entity, a completely different job, a different profession, really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So you don't think that the guy that oversaw all of this happening should be disciplined whatsoever?
He's not getting punished
by the
anything,
NFL? Basically. By the NFL? Not within the NFL circles, no.
I disagree with that.
I think if you want to punish him, you do what we talked about before, strip away his national championship. What would you do to him, Limits, in the NFL?
I would suspend
him from games.
I would suspend him for two games.
You're going to compromise the integrity of your league, the integrity of the AFC West race, because this dude had a mustachioed scout stealing signals at Michigan? How does that relate to anything
Harbaugh,
in the NFL?
Well, okay, the scout got a significant suspension of, what, 8 years? Harbaugh still got more. He was the overseer. He's the one that saw it. He's the one that basically...
What does that have to do with the NFL?
He's the one that escaped college football.
I understand.
To go to the NFL,
okay,
basically to feel no repercussions of this punishment whatsoever.
So you would suspend him from games in the NFL?
I would, yes.
Do you agree, Donnie?
I don't think you would suspend him? There should still be a punishment for him. He should not get off scot-free, which is basically what he's getting.
The NFL has nothing to do with this. What if he went and became a dentist? Should they suspend him?
Take away his dentist license. I won't go see him.
I'm not going there to have him clean my teeth.
I'm sorry. This is the NFL. They have somewhat of a relationship with the NCAA. Some of their rules go together. You know, like you can't go into the NFL. That joke of a rule. Where does that one come from, by the way? The NFL or the NCAA, that you can't come to the NFL? I think that's written into the CBA, is it not? Or am I wrong about that? I don't know where that rule comes from. You have to be out of high school, what, 3 years before you can come to the NFL, Donnie?
Yes, 3 years.
I don't know, Joe.
Where does that rule come from?
I don't know when that started.
He's scouting other teeth, Joe, and I don't like it.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
So he should be punished.
I'm flabbergasted that you guys think the NFL should step in and suspend Jim Harbaugh. Donnie, really?
Well, it won't happen, but the guy does deserve more discipline. Like, he basically was the ringleader in all of this, and he just said, well, guys, I'll see ya, just because I can go work elsewhere.
I know. So, to me, that falls on the NCAA, and it's purview, and it's purview. That's exactly the word I was looking for, and I'm glad I thought of it. That's on the NCAA and its purview, not the NFL. He literally has moved on to a completely different job and profession. College coaching is not NFL coaching. He's in a different world now.
Okay, let me ask you this
then, Joe. He might as well have become a deep sea fisherman. What are you going to do then, Limits? Keep him off the seas for a month?
Okay, let me ask you this. Isaiah Bond, big example of what's going on with Texas and the issues that he had off the field. He is now signed with the Cleveland Browns on a deal, the wide receiver. But the NFL is still considering repercussions against him, even though it happened in college. It happened while he was still in college, but the NFL is still considering action against him. Shouldn't that matter? Isn't that a similar comparison?
Give me an example other than Pryor. And what did they do with Pryor, by the way? What was the NFL punishment for him? Do you guys remember?
Not off the top of my head.
Because I don't. What are they going to do to this guy in the NFL? The Collin County grand jury returned whatever a no bill is, meaning no indictment will be issued. And that seems to be it with the criminal proceedings. What the hell is the NFL going to do to this guy?
Donnie?
So Joe, I'll believe it when I see it.
I have one for you here from 2011. Okay. Terrell Pryor suspended 5 games in the NFL for the NCAA violations he committed at Ohio State.
Boom.
Okay. There you go.
Precedent.
That's one.
So here's Bond. Bond went undrafted. He was being issued.
It's not precedent for a coach, first of all, Limits. It's for a player, but go ahead.
Bond went undrafted after being issued a warrant for sexual assault in April. He was cleared of all the charges, but the NFL is still considering action against him.
Okay, let's see them take action against him. And that's still a player and not a coach.
So
and
you think,
by the way,
why should it matter if it's a player or a coach? It's similar situations.
A criminal activity compared to a guy with a mustache stealing signals?
I'm not saying it's what
you
was
you just said it was similar activities.
What I said is activity that still violates something against the rules of the establishment. That's what Harbaugh.
What establishment?
Whether it be NFL rules, college football rules, or just flat out rules in general, rules, laws, regulations. So that's why, that's another reason why I think Harbaugh, because significantly breaking the rules of college football, just like how Terrell Pryor, what as bogus as the rules were for Pryor, still ended up getting punished in the NFL.
Terrell Pryor wasn't punished for the same thing in college that he was in the pros. The pros said it was called a calculated effort to manipulate our eligibility rules. Something with the supplemental draft. That's why he was suspended by the NFL.
I have another one here for you, Joe. In 2011, Jim Tressel was suspended by the Colts for 6 games of the NFL season due to his prior involvement in the NCAA scandal.
And there's the precedent. Thank you, Donnie. The text line was also starting to flood that one in.
I don't care what the text line did, Limits.
I'm not punishing
Jim Harbaugh because somebody stole signals in a college game. Not every situation is the same. Tell me more about Tressel. Where was he in the NFL at that point, and why was he suspended?
The Colts hired him to be a consultant.
Okay.
And they suspended him 6 games.
For exactly what?
For his involvement in the NCAA scandal at Ohio State, the same thing that Pryor was part of.
Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. Second of all, I'm not sure that this would serve as a precedent for this. Would it?
Well, it also says
so they have to go back to 2011 and say we've done this before, so we're going to do it to Jim Harbaugh?
It also says the decision was made in consultation with the NFL, and Roger Goodell also indicated that the league would have taken issue if the Colts had not issued the suspension. So the league would have suspended him officially if the Colts didn't do it themselves.
All right. Then there is precedent.
You guys should ask Bob Walk about this in a few minutes.
I wouldn't do it. I can tell you that. I think it's ridiculous. And I thought, I guess, I didn't even remember it. Neither did you guys, that it was ridiculous then. Do you think it will happen that they'll take action against Harbaugh in the NFL?
No,
the media loves Harbaugh. The NFL loves Harbaugh. He's this happy, charming, go-lucky guy. They're not going to end up doing anything with him. No.
Do you have precedent for a head coach being punished in the NFL?
Not a head coach.
Well, that's what he is, Limits, is a head coach.
Yeah,
precedent for a head coach?
Mike Tressel, when he went to be an advisor from the college to the NFL. No, Joe, these things don't grow on trees where there's huge sign-stealing scandals.
You ever heard of Pete Carroll?
Tell me more.
I don't need to tell you more. Is there precedent for a head coach being punished in the NFL for college transgressions? Yes or no?
I'm going to use our brief intermission to find out.
Bob Walk next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.